They are known as the Kimberley Cousins, and they got kicked off the show last night after a tumultuous time in Cooper Petey. They didn't make the green. They got to the mat last. It was all a bit much. And they join us right now. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, guys.
Hello.
Now, the beautiful Kimberley, welcome to the east coast of Australia. Tell us, what's the Kimberley like this morning?
Well, I'm in Kununurra, which is North Kimberley.
Oh, okay.
And it's raining at the moment. So, yeah, it's beautiful. We've got monsoon rains happening.
Oh. It's so funny how, like, in Australia, every part of the country can be so different.
Oh, yeah.
It always seems like my in-laws live in Victoria, and it's really weird. Like, every time it's sunny here, it's raining there. And then vice versa, every time it's raining here, it's sunny down there.
Yep.
It's so weird.
And the Kimberley, I just want to focus on this for a second, guys, because obviously the Amazing Race has taken you around some amazing places, but the Kimberley is a place that is absolutely gorgeous. Like, it is a stunning part of Australia and relatively untouched still, yeah?
Yeah, most definitely. For us, it's like, it's just beautiful. Like, our home is just amazing. You know, we got so many different places to visit. You've got Broome on the ocean. You've got Kununurra in the centre. Just lovely. And like you said, untouched and undiscovered. And you know, you can have your own little piece of paradise.
Had you guys done much travel before the Amazing Race? Did you feel like you had bought some skills of travelling around in a fast way to the show?
I haven't really travelled much. And not particularly in Australia either. So I found that doing this Amazing Race within Australia just gave us that opportunity to be able to see our own backyard. And especially get out to these regional places that I would never have even heard of.
Yeah, right.
And that's what's been really great watching the show too, is that we're seeing things that we didn't know existed before. And so thank you for exposing that to us. But what I wanted to know also about you guys is that you seem very tight as cousins. I don't even know the name of some of my cousins, but you guys seem tight. Did you find that your relationship by the end of it was even closer and your bond is stronger now?
Yeah, so most definitely. Kat and I, our relationship has definitely grown. And, you know, to become more stronger as cousins, but also we got to see a different side of each other, you know, where we, you know, have a newfound respect for one another and love, you know, we just totally care for one another. And, yeah, it's definitely brought us closer.
I love that.